Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 12th, 2025. And I'm very, very grateful you chose to be with me on this. I have a very interesting question from someone named Reese. Now, this could be, you know, Reese, a name like that could be a male or a female. So I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just going to speak to Reese directly here. And your gender doesn't matter. She asks, or he asks, how do I begin a practice? How do I know the way? How do I change? Reese. How do you begin? You have to begin from within yourself. This has got to be, at first, it has to be a quest. It's got to be something that burns very deep within you. It's got to be more than just a moment of maybe infatuation with the idea of a mystical journey. It has to go far, far deeper than that. And if it doesn't, which it doesn't with 99 and 9/10 of the people I know, you'll never be able to sustain or realize an authentic spiritual practice. It just won't happen. You have to begin with that flame that lives within you. It may be just a little flame, but no matter what, if you don't have that light in you, that thing in you that says there's something different, there's something that you haven't looked at, or something that is significant beyond the idea of your conventional pedestrian mentality. You have to have that. And if you don't, if it's only emotional curiosity, then you will never, ever be able to be in a practice until you have more difficulties. Typically, what I have found is that when people don't have that movement within them, that push, that pull to go within, they are left with mischief. The results and conflicts of the way we have lived our life in a very painful manner, where we have lived without the essence of our spirit, our soul. And so when we do this, we live very, very crudely. And in that crudity, we find that there are, recourses. There's things that happen, consequences over and over. And if you start really looking at your life, Reese, you'll see you live from one consequence to another, without ever really knowing it, and without any ability to resolve it or understand the nature of it. It just is one difficult thing after another. So I had a Zen master in Lawrence, Kansas, many, many years ago. And at least I thought, or someplace in Parkland, Kansas, something like that. Anyway, he would look at me. We would work on meditations and things. And I had to wait for maybe 6 months just to be able to sit there and listen to his teachings. And when it was all done and we were leaving and I was graduating from seminary and all of that other good stuff, he would look at me and he would say, "Well, Gregory, it's going to be one damn thing after another for you, isn't it?" And I didn't understand that. I was very disappointed. I wanted some wisdom, from him. But that was the wisdom, and it was the truth, and it was the way. I was very lewd, rude, and crude when it came to understanding the way. It first was a philosophy, and then it turned into something else. And that's where you find out what you're made of, if you can hang in there and work upon yourself. So you have to begin with the idea that you have to relinquish ideas. And when I finally figured that one out, that's when I went to India, blah, blah, and started living with, in an ashram that provoked meditation, provoked insight, provoked me leaving my pedestrian mentality over on the side. It still exists within me, believe me, it does. But it just doesn't get any airtime. So to begin with, you have to have the pull on the inside, the deep pull. There's an old story that I was given in India, and it's a true one. There was a man who was walking along in a very foggy day, looking at a little boy who was flying a kite. And he walked over to the little boy, and he looked up in the sky, and he couldn't see the kite because it was behind all these clouds and things. And the man said, "How do you know you're flying a kite? How do you know what you're doing?" And the little boy said, "I can still feel the pull." Yes, the pull of the kite. He didn't see the kite, but he could feel the pull of it. You have to have that first. You have to have the ability to feel the depth and the pull of that kite. And if you do, if it's still within you, then something will begin to mature. Now, how do you know the way? You will never know it, Reese, being Reese. I can guarantee you that. I don't know who you are, but I know Gregory, and he can't understand it either. It's not something you understand. It's not something you adopt. It is something that you merge with, that you feel the pull. You feel it so deep inside that you follow the string to the kite, and you feel and understand that there is far more to this life and this living than what you are doing within yourself currently. It isn't about wanting more out of life or better. It's, is my life enough? Is my life enough? Not enough fun, not enough emotion, not enough this, that, and the other. Is it enough? That's a very big question to ask myself. Is it enough to live with? Is it maturing? Is it changing? Is it moving me in another direction? That's how you will know the way. And when that is more important to you than getting what you want and believing in what you want, than thinking that you can get this through the academia of mental contortions that most people think they have to go through and accept beliefs and theories and philosophies, when it's past all of that and you can really understand the means of the way, it will be because you feel a deep need to have harmony with life, harmony with livingness. There is something more beautiful within you than that which you currently may be living with as right, wrong, good, bad, moral, immoral. And the other part is, how do I change, you say? You're going to have to give up what you believe in. You're going to have to give up what you believe in as right and wrong, good and bad. You're going to have to give up the morality of your mind and start to enter into the essence of love. To find that great love within you, that's got to be the great push, as it were, to move beyond the idea of, well, what you think of as right. If you can do any of these things, and I kept it as simple as Greg can do this with you, then you'll understand where you begin. If you really want a spiritual practice, a practice into the mysticism, the mystique of the mystical, as I call it, you will have to go a little further, a little deeper. You will have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And if you can persevere, if you can be as passive towards your thoughts as you are what I am teaching you, you will awaken. On your own terms, in your own way. And that, my dear one, is a very, very important thing to have happen to you, to have that inner awakening, that inner, well, it's a cause beyond the cause. It is the meaning and the significance of yourself, not as a human being, but as a being. Oh, so much more to say. Anyway, thank you, Reese, for your question. If I didn't give you the answer that you were looking for, I did my job. If I did give you the answer you're looking for, you need to call me and let me clarify. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Please forgive me. I'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.